Wow, how many of y'all are glad to know we got a God that loves you today? Amen. Let's give Him thanks, Lord. Wow, we've come into your house today and we've already seen miracles. Oh, God, forgive us when we look for the sensational, when you've put the internal right in front of us. God, forgive us for trying to sell you as a product instead of live with you as our God. So, Lord, we come today seeking truth and seeking release and seeking honesty and just seeking a moment of reality in our spirit. Amen? That we might know you're our God and you're for real. And we would live that out in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Wow. I got a big word. Well, no, it's not a big word. I got a little word that'll do big things today. And I want you to lock into this word. And I don't really have a lot. Well, I have a lot to say today, but I don't have a long time to say it today. Okay? Does that make sense? Because I want us to just have time to really embrace God. So you know that we got to go out of the country. We got to share the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise God, and let me tell you what I praise God for, is nothing was different there than it is here. See, that's when I know it's genuine. If you got to go to another country to learn how to do evangelism, that's because you really don't believe in evangelism. That means you're just really scared, and so you have to go where nobody knows you to go do ministry. But what I love is that here at Hillview, people came to know Jesus Christ all last week. People came to know Jesus Christ in Costa Rica, and I'm sure people came to know Jesus Christ in many other countries. So I want you to really write this down. We got to get real with what it means to follow Jesus. Okay, here's some good news. God has not called you to be in a religion that designs your life, but God has made a relationship that will transform your existence. So if you're truly going to receive Jesus Christ in your life, here's some things that are going to happen to you, okay? You're going to get a new set of eyes. You're going to get a new way of looking things. You're going to get a new set of ears. You're going to hear things differently than you used to. Make sense? And then you're going to see possibilities in life a lot differently than you formerly saw possibilities in life. And the good news is this, you got a different destiny. Now you're living toward heaven instead of being confined in hell. So you really change your philosophy of confining to a philosophy of freedom, which is journeying and finding God and all that you are and all that you do. So as you begin to really look deeply into the teachings of Jesus, He's going to call each one of us to life. I mean, if you really look at what Jesus said, what did Jesus say? He said, come and live with me. Following Jesus is living with Jesus in everyday life. Now, what do we do in the church? We say, come to what? Come on. You've heard it all your life. Well, we believe it too, because we give you a star if you come. How many of y'all realize you can come to church, get a star, and go to hell? I mean, you can look at your Sunday school board and it can have, you memorized John 3:16. You understood how to draw circles and figure out when Jesus was coming back. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you missed what He said. Watch this. All the church been running around saying, come to church, come to church, come to church, come to church, come to Bible study, come, 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 come. Guess what Jesus said? Come to life. He said, you come to life. Wow. I mean, y'all ready to come to life? I mean, really come to life. And I want you to know you're going to hear some things at Hillview. And Jerry, guess what? Every Sunday, you're going to hear this every Sunday. I can guarantee you'll hear this in some way every Sunday. How many of you have heard this before? God has made you. He wonderfully made you and He loves you. Guess what? You come back next Sunday, guess what I'm going to tell you in some kind of way. God loves you. God made you. God put you together. And He thinks you're wonderfully designed. And Jesus loves you so much that He has died to forgive you so that you might be connected to heaven. God loves you so much He would like to redesign your destiny. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty cool. Amen? Amen. Anybody agree with that? Anybody think that might work? Anybody glad to know that's what Jesus has said? Now to do that, we're going to have to really, I know I blew some of you away. You sent me some wonderful emails. She's fine. She's fine. Look, she's fine. Come here. Come here. You're not scared at church, are you? Help these adults out. They're all, you know what? They think God wants them to sit still while I preach. Now, you and I know that I can't be still while I preach. So why should you sit still while you listen? Amen. Amen. Yeah. Tell everybody hi. Tell them hi. Tell them hi. Amen? Hey, what did Jesus say about the kingdom of God? Anybody know? Y'all been to Bible study. What did He say? Those of you who come to me with formal doctorates will be received into my kingdom. Is that what He said?
Come as little children.
Those of you who understand what it's like to be a little child, this is paraphrasing, okay, will get me. This is what Jesus said. You'll get me. You'll understand me if you can be like this. Is she scared? No. Is she free? Yes. Is she full of life? You know why God's doing this right now? He's trying to teach some of us that can't learn through hearing. He's showing you this is exactly the way Jesus loves His church. And Jesus likes to hang out, and He likes to hug them. He likes to play patty cake with me. Can you play patty cake? Jesus will tickle you. Yeah, Jesus will tickle you every once in a while. Jesus will tickle you. He has life with what? Huh? You. I wish I'd grown up in a church where preachers like children. I think children are cool. How many of y'all like children? You ought to like them. You were one. Amen. There you go. She go here. She's a lot of fun. What? It's okay to be alive. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. As a church, it is okay to be alive. And I'm going to give you a little word that has great impact. You ready? Cage, you listening to me? We're going to have this word this fall. In the name of Jesus, you better learn this word. This word is so little even you and I can understand it. Y'all ready for this word? We! Say it.
We!
That's cheap. Say it again. We!
We!
We! Alright, good. Now I'm going to help y'all with something. We got to break some lies of the devil. There's some lies in the devil. Watch this. Everybody that just had the thought that you don't have any of the lies of the devil, you're it.
Yes, that's right.
Everywhere you went, well, I'm glad the devil don't mess with me. He's got you so sold out, you don't even know the difference between him and God. You're so far into religion, you can't see Jesus. Note this. In the New Testament, most of the people that didn't know who He were regular religious people. Sinners knew who He was. It was the establishment that could not recognize Him.
Amen.
Demons knew who He was. They said, "You're the Christ." Messed up disciples knew who He was. "Well, you're Jesus, the Son of God." Pharisees, "Who are you?" Sadducees, "Who are you?" Pastors, "What are you doing in here?" What's Jesus doing in the church? I'm going to tell you what He's doing in the church. Bringing it to life. Now go with me to 1 John. We're going to go 4 verses today. I want you to get that word, we. Say it with me again. We. We in Christ. We. How did Jesus come? Jesus didn't come by Himself. Jesus didn't say, "I'm Jesus." Jesus said, "I'm the Son of God." Jesus didn't say, "I'm here just doing my Jesus thing." Jesus said, "I am doing what the Father in heaven sent me to do." What Jesus said is, "I do not come alone. I come with all the power of heaven to do what? Bless you." But now we live in America. Guess what we think? We got some words that mess us up. I and me. And I want to go ahead and confess, all of us are messed up by them. How many of y'all have ever sat in church like this? "Well, I ain't going back to that church because I didn't get a blessing." I'm going to be real straight with you. God could care less about your blessing. This ain't Walmart. It ain't Houchins. It ain't Kroger. It ain't what Dollar General store. This is not a product. This is a life. You don't come to church to get a feeling. You come to church to celebrate a life. Changes everything. Let me ask you a question. You guys play football, don't you? Do you like playing football? Let me ask you a question. Any of y'all, who plays on the defense? Any of y'all defensive guys?
No.
Well, they all going to hell? Y'all need to get some defensive guys saved, man. See, everybody just ignores the defensive guys, and a lot of them do trot off to hell. Amen? Linebackers. That was a linebacker that got saved. What do you think about that? That's a miracle of God, ain't it? The offensive linemen, they can get saved because they can think. Like Reynolds back here, he can think. You know, big thoughts. Look at here. It's living a life. You can play or you can live the life. If you're going to live it, if you're going to be successful at it, you got to live the life. How many are ready to live the life? We need to live the life. Jesus is full of life. Now look at this. 1 John. I'm taking to the text now. You ready? We're going to the text. Y'all got the word? Mr. Whitman, you got the word?
We.
Like in your marriage. Guess what? William, you're going to celebrate anniversary this week. Isn't it? Am I right? Man, I'm under the anointing to remember my brother-in-law's wedding anniversary. That is an anointing. Sometimes I forget mine. Look at here. No, I don't, honey. December the 22nd, wasn't it? Amen. I remember my life changed forever. Look at here. Watch! 1 John, you there? 1 John 1. He said, here's what we're coming to do. He said, we got a message to tell you. We got something to let you in on. We got a life to make you aware of. And he says here in 1 John, look, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, not I have heard, we have heard. God moves in His people. We hear, O Israel, the people. We got all these people around here all impressed that God told them something. Well, come back when you got a we. Come back when you get a we. I'm scared of an eye. I found most eyes are messed up. And me's are worse than that. Me need this. Me need that. Me need this. Oh, let's go live. Amen. What would happen if we just got rid of our me stuff? Huh? How many of y'all know you'd have a better marriage if you got rid of your me stuff? A lot of y'all in this room just got married a little while ago. A lot of y'all in young marriages. Tell me, how many of y'all been married a year, at least a year? How many of y'all who are married been married at least a year? Come on, get your hand up. Come on. Be proud of it, man. Thank God you're married. I celebrate with you. You got married. How many of y'all been married over a year? I mean, I've been married less than a year. Oh, God help you. Okay, here we go. All right, now check this out, brother. Now listen, I don't want to get any problems this afternoon because you got a beautiful wife. God's doing great things in your life. Amen? Y'all had a fight yet?
Yes.
How many of y'all ever been married and had a fight? Those of you that hadn't, go home and have one so you can have a real marriage. I says, you know why we have fights in marriage? It's not because we don't like each other. It's because we got these two me's and these two eyes that are hanging out, and we start wanting what we want and not what we want. You got it? We start going me instead of we. It causes all kinds of pain in life. Isn't it interesting that right here in 1 John, he talks about we have heard. Here's the message today. What have we heard? We've heard that God loves us and that God wants to live in our lives and that you've been made really special and that the cross of Jesus Christ will forgive you so you can be remade toward heaven. Those are powerful things. We got to start hearing what God's saying to us. Nobody's left out. How many of y'all realize that? Nobody's left out. You better hear that. We have heard. Now look at this. Which we have seen with our eyes. How many of y'all have seen the works of God? Absolutely, you've seen the works of God. How many of y'all have seen the works of God in your life? Look at here. Look at this scripture text. Just coming and listening to it will not make it happen. You've got to become a part of it. Some of the football players I coach are here today. I tell them this every year. They hear this lecture every year. They're going to hear it again. I think the same thing goes on the church. I bring it up here about every 3 months because I think we better wake up to this. I tell them on every football team, Cage, there's three kinds of what? People on a football team. The first kind you'll see are posers. Here's what they do. They go to practice long enough to be able to get a uniform so that they can take their picture and get it in the high school annual. And then they quit so 10 years later they can lie and tell somebody they played football. Y'all remember those guys? They played long enough to get their picture taken. You know what I'm talking about? Picture players. They want to look like they, but they hadn't heard it. They hadn't seen it. They hadn't touched it. They hadn't looked at it. They just wanting to appear to be a part of it. We got anybody like that in church? They show up casually. You know what I mean? There's a lot more important things to do than give your life to a God that's giving you heaven. I mean, we're Americans. We got important things to do. We got sports to play, huh? We got money to make. We got rest to require. We got to take care of our what? Because that's what the Bible says to do. You exist to reduce your stress for the rest of your existence. Right? There's a verse in the Bible that says that, right? Huh? No, that's the yuppie Bible. That's the Bible that says, I have been created to glorify me. That Bible was written in hell. And those who follow it will end up, guess where? Yes, let me tell you what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that you need to surrender your life to who? Wow! And when you give it up, you'll get it going on. Now, we got people that like to come and just play church. We all, you know, how many of y'all have ever played church before? I've played pastor before. I just got tired for a while. I'm kind of wide open today, you know why? Because God has given me a good spanking. He spoke into my life this week and he said, Pastor, where you been? I said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Lord? He said, I made you wild and rambunctious and you look standard. Oh, man, when the Lord called me standard, man, he could have called me anything but standard. Did you ask Elizabeth? There is one word that I hate in the English vocabulary more than any other word, isn't there, Elizabeth? There is one word that I despise of any description, and that is the word what? Average! Oh, man, I hate average. Average sucks. Now I'm preaching. Y'all understand that one? I know some of you religious people are going, did he just say sucks? Yes. I want you to understand. Jesus would have said that. He went in the temple and guess what he basically said? This sucks. And he took, and that's not a bad word anymore, y'all know what I'm talking about? And he took all the things they were selling and all the products they were posing and he put them in the floor and he said, you've made my Father's house a house of thieves, a den of iniquity. You have perverted the cause of heaven and I am ticked. Yeah. Jesus didn't come in and go, oh, this is really cool. Y'all have like totally done everything that like my Father told you not to do. And I'm just really okay with that. He said, I'm fixing to die on the cross so you don't have to do this stuff anymore. I hate average. You're not made to be average. Do you think Jesus would have gone to the cross and said, Lord, I want to give everything that I have. I want to pour out every molecule of human blood that has been anointed with the divine that you've given me so that my church and my people may be a bunch of average people. Do you think God died to make that happen? Hello? So watch this. You can't be a poser, man. You've got to hear what God says. Now guess what else we got on team? Every team's got these. Coach Whittinghill, where are you? Coaches with new child. Y'all got some posers on your volleyball team? I like that, coach. Not anymore. I wonder if God let me clean out the posers here, how many we'd have in service today. Just a thought. We're not going to because that's not what we're supposed to do. Here's what God said. Let the posers in the real thing grow up and I will separate the posers. Cool? But there are posers. God doesn't want you to be a what? Poser. He wants you to come together with what He's doing. Secondly, they're players. They're players. People do what they're supposed to do. How many of y'all realize you need to be a player? Watch this. How many of y'all are ready to praise God? When we come in here and worship, we need to be praising God. I'm tired of coming in here and listening to y'all mumble. Sing! Everybody sing. Make it your challenge every Sunday. I'm going to drown out the band. A couple thousand people ought to drown out one band. We'll put a rule. They cannot turn a sound system up. Let's fill this place with praise. He said, what if some people get offended? Good. They'll come in here and go, this God is real. And I can't take it. I was looking for the church of the posers. We're going to be the church of the players. It takes a little bit to be a player. You know what players do? They show up to practice every time they have practice. You know what players do? They do what they're told to do at practice. If it's 10 sprints, they run 10 sprints. And then there's playmakers. Now, you can never be a playmaker unless you're willing to be a player. You've got to be a player first. Now, in America, everybody wants to be a superstar with no action. Freshmen always tickle me. They come in from being junior high superstars. In junior high football, there's only three plays you run. To the right, to the left, up the middle, and one short pass. Now, in junior high, if you have a dominant team, you run faster than the other guy to the right, faster to the other guy to the left, and you have a bigger guy that runs up the middle that runs over people that weigh 70 pounds. The illusion is you are real what? Good. Because in most junior high programs, there are not 225-pound middle linebackers that run as fast as running backs. And so they think they're really good, so they come to practice, and they're really cocky, and a 200-pound or a 225-pound linebacker brings them to Jesus. And they hear bells ringing in their helmet. And then all of a sudden, yes, it is much like Jesus speaking to them. And all of a sudden they realize, guess what they are? A freshman. And then they'll have to decide if they're going to be a poser, a player, that will eventually become a playmaker. And the way they do that's living it out. Day in and day out and day in and day out and day in and what? Day out. Same thing in life. Look what these people said. These early believers came and said, this message we have to give you is not a message of information, but it is a message that comes from our divine encounter. We have heard Him. We have seen what He's doing. I mean, look at your neighbor and say, God's doing something. Come on, God's doing something. Come on, work with me. God's doing something. Come on, I mean, God's doing something. Your daughter got baptized today. Wow. You've got a good-looking son-in-law. Amen? And you love your son-in-law. That is a miracle right there. Hallelujah. Do you like your mother-in-law? How's that? I love my mother-in-law. Don't tell me God ain't real. Man can't say that without Jesus. Amen? No, look, that's real. See, I want y'all to celebrate some beautiful things in life. John Paul, can you celebrate that even though I have been in a difficult situation, I can still give God glory and love my wife and have a great family? Even though I have a child with special needs. That's a real cross, brother. I've seen it. I've heard it. What does the scripture say? I've looked at it. I've looked at it. Now, I've got to teach you this principle, so I want you to know this today. First of all, you can see what God's doing. People's lives. And then you've got to look at it. You see, here's what God wants you to understand. He wants you to see what He's doing right now. You got that? Right now. And then He wants you to look at what He's going to do. Isn't that neat? That's why Jesus would say things like this. Greater works you will even see. These are great, but greater works are even coming. You say, well, how do you know that, preacher? Well, now, girls, think what's in your life. Are you not saved right now, sanctified, and headed to heaven? But right now, we got to live a teenage earthly what? Experience. Earthly life. Exactly right. We've got to live the life. But one day, we're going to end up where? Heaven. So we see it, but then at the same time, we what? Look at it. There you go. I'm about done. Y'all ready? I said it's going to be short. Sometimes you go long and short, okay? Now look at this. We've touched it. And our hands have what? Touched this. We proclaim concerning the word of life. Now we're going to wrap this thing up. You ready? You looking at it? How many of y'all realize that we got to look at the things of God and we got to touch the things of God? We got to participate. Are y'all hearing that about faith? It's about participation. Participation. You don't see a world change? Y'all got to change the world. We've already messed it up. I'll tell you the truth. Are y'all going to be less materialistic or more materialistic? My generation right now is taking a handful of pills on both sides of their hands to cope with their lives. Well, that sounds full, doesn't it? Majority of Americans got to take a pill to get up in the morning, another one to level out in the afternoon, another one to put them to bed in the evening. You know why? Because when you live for yourself, and that's all you have, don't you ever forget this, you will always die empty. Always. What did you see this week in American culture? Plastered all over the newspapers, plastered all over the newspapers. Let me give you the headline of Anna Nicole Smith. Sin is death. There's the headline. You live a life chasing fame? You live a life of drugs and alcohol abuse? You live a life of always looking for the next thrill, and you will die. There's the truth, my fellow Americans, in the name of Jesus. There's reality. You say, Pastor, you're harsh. No, I'm not. Watch it. Don't clap. I don't clap that Anna Nicole Smith died. I weep. Did she know Jesus? I don't know. It's not my call. But I'm just telling you, we need to wake up. Watch this. We've glorified what'll kill you. I mean, we make celebrities out of it. You know what? When you're dead, it don't matter how famous you were. Guess what you are? Dead. But let me tell you what. When you're dead, it does matter how holy you are. And if you can't find any Jesus at your death, you're in a hell of a lot of trouble. And guess what? There ain't no cameras in hell. There ain't no red carpet. There's no People magazine. There's no USA Today. There's no CNN headlines, highlights, whatever it is. There ain't no Nancy Grace giving commentary on how it all went down. It's hell. Let me tell you. I'll tell you, Hillview, we're going to get back on our original mission in a big way. That's to make sure people don't go to hell. Watch, this is a great church. I love being y'all's pastor. Y'all got an edge, but guess what? We better start listening to what God's got to say. We better start hearing what He's got to say. It ain't about having a great church. It's about worshiping a great Jesus. I'm not after having a great church. I'm about being a church that is falling madly in love with a great God. Yeah. That's why I don't get real concerned about church people. I've read the book. And those who have fallen in love with the institution, in my opinion, just from what I've read in the book, know less about God than any other form of human being. But those who have heard what He said, have seen what He's doing, can look ahead to what He's going to do. Hello? And those who are proclaiming life, they live full. Amen? How many of y'all glad to know that you worship a God that said, eat, drink, and be merry? Hello? How many of y'all glad to worship a God that you know at the end of the time, after it's all over, guess what He's going to do? He's going to throw a party, and He talks about a great banquet table. How many of y'all glad to worship a God that went to the pub? Hey, you don't get accused of being a wine bibber and a glutton by staying out of parties. Y'all get a little uncomfortable with that one. That interrupts your whole Sunday school Jesus image, doesn't it? Some white boy. That's another thing. Jesus is the whitest Jew I've ever seen. So stupid. It's time to get real. Quit pretending Jesus looks like you. He doesn't. Jesus looks like God. And we don't. But praise be to God, we can hear Him. We can see Him. We can look at Him. We can touch Him. We can get full of life. We can be changed by Him. Because did you see what He said? Look. We write this story. Where did I put your Bible? Honey, I got 6 Bibles today to preach 4 verses. Look at here. Look at here. Look at here. Look how neat this is. Look at verse 2. The life appeared, we've seen it, and we testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with God and has appeared to us. How many of you all have had Jesus appear to you? 3 of you? Well, we need 3,000 that have had Jesus appear. Appear! Yeah. How many of y'all have, nice if you had Jesus appear? He'll do it, won't He?
Different ways.
Absolutely. He'll say, Nace, I love you, man. Doesn't he? He says it all the time, doesn't he? He said, Nace, come on, get a clue. Let's go. I'm your clue. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I'm your clue. Young man, I'm going to tell you, I like to see you big old young man here. You know why? God wants to do something real with y'all. Y'all want to do something real? I'll step you up. Or you want to do what everybody else is doing? Guess what? Y'all got it made. If y'all will go to work, you'll be millionaires by the time you're 40. Because nobody in your generation even knows how to hold a job. Yeah. That's real. You know why? Because we thought if we gave our children everything they didn't need, they would be blessed. I live in a generation where children have been given everything they didn't need and nothing they needed. Some of you children, instead of needing a new toy, they need a whop upside that little rear end. That's what they need. What you give them is the encouragement to continue to go to hell. Every time you encourage a lie in their life, you encourage them one step closer to hell. I'm telling you the truth. Instead of saying, no, we're not going there. We're not doing that. We're followers of Jesus. I love you too much to let you get burned by that. And even when they go, just consider that a Pentecostal shout in their life. Yeah! Because you know what? I know that sounds funny. You say, Pastor Ayers, why do you talk so harsh like that? Because you know what? You don't sound real good when I lean over you with that casket. And that's a real story of my life. When you look up at me and go, what I could have done, that's not the time for me to do parental training.
Jesus is the glory of God.
Amen. Jesus is the glory of God. So you know what? Today, parents, step it up. Tell your children about Jesus. Let them hear what Jesus got to say. Let them see what Jesus is doing in your life. Guess what? Touch them with the power of Jesus. You mamas, little old small mamas, raising these big old boys, you need to look up at their eyes and say, hey, don't be looking at me like I'm a small mama. I'm a woman filled with the Holy Spirit. I'll knock you down, boy. The way my grandmama look at you, get that crooked figure. You want me to pray for you? I'm done. I won't do it again, I promise. Prayer works better than our power. Amen. I'm finished here. Look at here. We proclaim to you what we've seen and heard so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy what? 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 How many of y'all ready to have complete joy in the church, the house of the Lord? How many of y'all ready to have some complete joy in the house of the Lord? Let's get with it. Amen. You know what? I don't want to see any more Anna Nicole Smith stories. I've had enough. How many of y'all have had enough? Had enough. I want to see this story. I've seen him. He's touched me. I've looked at him. He changed me. I'm talking about him because I want everybody else to know how real it is to follow Jesus. One word sermon today. We follow Him, and He will lead us to make great differences. Amen. How real you want to get today? How many of y'all had a good time today? Okay. Cool. How many of you realize it? Everybody was brought here, watch this, I'm going to blow you away with God. You said, well, I was just coming to see the Whitting Hill baby. No, you weren't.
Right.
No, you weren't. You thought you were. But God had a word for you today. How many of y'all have heard what He said to you today? Now you got to join that in the great we. How many of y'all have seen God today? You've seen Him do something today. That's where it gets scary. How many of y'all willing to start praying and say, God, I want to live this thing out so wide open that I will not be the same. Y'all ever read the Bible? Most of you never read the Bible, have you? Now, come on, that's okay. Just be honest with me. Very few people have read through the Bible. You know why I know? It's the stuff they say. It's the expectations they have. You go read that book, it is wide open. There are crazy people in the Bible. They'll do anything to get you saved. Now, if all you do is read that denominational Sunday school literature, they skip all the verses that are troublesome. They don't want to focus on the verses where there's chaos. Because you see, the devil told the church in 1950 that the church ought to be a place without chaos. That's anti-Bible. the whole Bible's full of chaos. In fact, sometimes I pray, Jesus, bring your chaos in here. Because guess what happens in chaos? New life. Now, if Jesus brings chaos in here, it's always ordered chaos. When the devil brings his chaos, it's always disorganized. Devil can't bring you to life. Headlines, American culture. Week 2, February 2007. Sin kills. Jesus forgives. Headlines. What do you think? Marcella, what do you think? It'll work, won't it? Working, ain't it? We were in kindergarten together. It worked then, didn't it?
Sure did.
Of course, you still look good. I got a little gray in my goatee. I don't know. How come the Lord blesses you more than me? Amen?
Amen.
Ain't right. Y'all ready? What about back here in the blue-lit spirit section back here? This is the real deal. Amen? I'm glad y'all are here today. It's the real deal. All right, we're going to have an opportunity to come and follow Jesus today. I want y'all to just go ahead and stand up. It's wide open. Pastor Holmes, it's great to see you walk in because we're fixing to have a big altar call and we need somebody that's been called out of the mountains to handle this altar call today. Amen? You ready? I want you to take each other's hands. I want you to come across the aisle. We are in this what?
Together.
That's why I love this new balcony. I can see everybody. I can see everybody's unwilling to hold hands. Come on, bring a cross here. Come on, let's just do it. Just follow it one time. You know what we've never been able to do at Hillview? We've never been able one time yet in 16 years for just everybody to do simple thing together one time. It's because we're a bunch of rebellious people in here. I understand that. You got a rebellious pastor. Everybody that comes up to me and says, Pastor, you really understand me. I know that you're a rebel that's never done what you've been asked to do. And finally, you've gotten tired enough, being beat up long enough, that you say, you know what? I might do what Jesus asked me to what? Do. We need to be together. Amen. How many of y'all have heard God today? How many of y'all feel this right now? Part of you is really scared and part of you is really blessed. Okay, good. That's called the holy what? God wants us to be blessed. But you've got to receive Him, man. You know what? Some of you have been going to church and you've never asked Jesus into your life. I understand, but guess what? Today, let's ask Jesus in our life. Some of you play this game. You think you can be shallow and you're very convinced on a shallow form of faith. I want you to hear it from your pastor. I wouldn't throw that risk. Because watch this. Jesus didn't just kind of die on the cross. He like all the way died. And so you got to step all the way in there with Him. You know what I'm talking about? I said, well, Pastor, I've still been doing some things God doesn't want me to do. Okay, that's cool. Then guess what? Ask God to start what? Help you with them. Don't just go to church and sleep with Him again. And you say, well, Pastor, if I don't sleep with Him, He won't stay. Think about what you've just told me. Now you know what He's in love with. And it ain't you. And if you're in here sleeping with her, stop it. Be a real man. Don't get a woman till you can afford one. And by the way, they're all expensive, so pray much before you get married. You know why they're expensive? If they're God's girls. You know why? Well, see, if you marry one of God's girls, you're marrying a princess. I'm telling you the truth. You're marrying a girl who's full of the Holy Spirit. You're marrying a princess. So those cost a lot more. It's real. Let's lift each other up. Amen. We. God wants you to be blessed, man. Had this guy this week. We had a big prayer meeting. Before I knew it, I had Marilyn Manson look at me at the face and all these wild goth people. And this one guy came up to me and he goes, hey, and they were just perverse. I mean, just as vulgar as they could be. They thought they were going to scare me with cuss words. I'm like, man, you got the wrong pastor. I'm an outside linebacker. I understand you guys. This guy looked at me and he said, man, you ever had sex with two women? I said, two women? He said, two women. I said, okay. I was helping him with his English. He speaks Spanish. I said, no, man, I've never done that. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, you ever had sex with one woman for 22 years and she blow your mind every time? You know what he did? He looked at me and he goes, nah. I said, see what you missing? But I know that blows some of you all away. But see, here's what I'm trying to tell you all. Nobody champions what God can do. We just watch the devil do all this stuff. We market all the devil stuff. And we think it's really a great time. It's not. And nobody says anything good about God's stuff. It's pretty cool to just have a good marriage. Amen. Cheaper. Prices. It's neat to raise your children in the ways of the Lord and they go off and do their thing and become blessed people. What's wrong with that? That just seems to be a really cool thing. And I just want y'all to have a pastor that tells you, hey, here's the great things of God. Come and believe in them. I'm going to tell you this, it ain't going to happen without Jesus. Amen? Well, let's pray right now. Man, I feel the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, just fill this place as you have. But God, you know what I'm asking for. I don't even know what I'm asking for. But I'm asking that the wind of your Spirit begin to draw people that need to be drawn. Now look at me. Look at me. You don't have to bow your head. If you're attention deficit, you bow your head, you'll hear everything but God. Okay, now listen for just a minute. Have you ever come to Jesus and just said, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Do you know Jesus died for you? He loves every one of you. Every one of you. Every one of you. From all the way over here, balcony included, to all the way down here, and then out all the doors. He loves people from Edmondson County and Bowling Green and Plano. Foreign countries like Louisville and Lexington. Even stranger places like Cincinnati, Columbus, Indianapolis, Minnesota, Duluth, Minnesota. God even goes there. Why? I have no idea, but He does. He's the God of the world, so embrace Him right now. I just want to pray. Just pray with me. Lord, if you've never asked Jesus to come in your life, right now is your day. Lord Jesus, come into my what? Forgive me of my what? Yeah. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you've risen from the grave. Lord, come into my life. You'll be... Do you hear it? Do you see it? Can you look at it? Can you touch it? Here's the way you touch it. Lord, come into my... How many of y'all need to come today and just repent and say, God, I know you're in my life, but I ain't been listening to what you've been asking me to do. I'm always looking for what you can do for me, but I've never just started doing what you asked me to do. By the way, you want to activate your faith? Here's a good thing. It starts at obedience. Yeah. He said, Pastor Steve, I can't quit. Yes, you can. In the name of Jesus, you can do anything. All things are possible for those who believe in Christ. So I just want to have an altar today. Man, if you need to come and pray, I want you to just let the Holy Spirit just do whatever it needs to do today. If somebody got up out of a wheelchair today, y'all going to be mad about that? How many of y'all going to go, I'll tell you what, that Hillview Heights, a Pentecostal church, man, a lame or walking. I ain't going there again. Well, good, you old Pharisee. Get out of here. Jesus said, you's a whitewashed tomb. I tell you what Jesus said about those people that act like that. He said they make people twice the sons of hell. You better think that one out real quick. Yeah, Jesus didn't have good things to say about people that were captivated by religious systems. He had great things to say about people that loved Him. He called them His children, His friends, His followers. Are you one of those today? Because He wants you to be. And He wants to love you. And we get to do it what? Together. Any athlete in here that's ever been a part of a championship will tell you, no one player can ever win a championship. It takes we. So we the church surrender to Christ today. How many of y'all just let Him move today? He wants to heal you. He wants to love you. So guess what? Right now, in the name of Jesus, if He's calling you forward, you come. And He's going to touch you, and you're going to experience Him. And just let Him love you in the name of Christ. In the name of Jesus, come. Enjoy Jesus. Let us listen, see, and love Him now. In the name of Christ, amen. Come on forward. Come on down here in the name of Christ. Let Him minister to you. Come on, church. Come on, don't interrupt that spirit. You let Him minister to you right now. Right now. Right now.